the Senate Committee on Elections and Constitutional Amendments to order and ask our secretary to please call the roll.
Allen?
Here.
Anderson?
Here.
Hancock? Hertzberg? Lou?
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum.
Okay, we have a quorum. We only have one item on today's agenda, so I'd like to pass the gavel to my vice chair to allow me to present SB 254.
Mr. Vice Chair. I'm bringing my coffee with me because this is your chair.
Sir Allen, would you like to present SB 254?
Thank you, Senator.
Call me Chairman. I've got the gavel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Senator Liu. I am here to talk about SB 254, which would once again put a measure on the state ballot regarding the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Citizens United versus Federal Elections Commission. Now, if this sounds familiar to you, it's because the legislature actually voted to do the exact same thing to put on a similar measure on the November 2014 ballot pursuant to SB 1272 by former state senator, my immediate predecessor, in my position, Ted Lieu. That measure was designated, as you may recall, as Proposition 49. Now, in response to a challenge filed in court, the state Supreme Court removed Prop 49 from the ballot while they considered whether the legislature actually had the authority to put the proposition onto the ballot. And on January 4th of this year, the court issued its decision concluding the legislature could pose this question to the voters because it was related to potential federal constitutional amendments. Unfortunately, the court also said that since SB 1272 specifically required the measure to go on the 2014 ballot, the legislature would have to pass another bill to put it onto a future ballot. So we then responded, as you may recall, on January 19th, the legislature filed a petition to the state Supreme Court requesting that the court modify its opinion and direct the Secretary of State to place Prop 49 on the November 2016 ballot without the need for the legislature to take further action. But the court rejected that request without comment. So here we are today, asking you to approve a measure that the Supreme Court said that they should never have removed from the ballot in the first place, but refused to put back on. Now, no matter how you feel about Citizens United decision, I believe that we would be setting an unacceptable precedent if we don't stick to our guns as a legislature and put this measure back onto the ballot. Citizens United is but one of the many U.S. Supreme Court rulings that have made effective campaign finance reform more difficult, a topic that I know we've discussed quite a bit around this table. It rolled back the previous ban on corporate spending in federal elections. It opened the door to unlimited corporate funds being spent on influencing elections, and we're now seeing unprecedented levels of money going into our elections. And at the core of these decisions is the belief that spending money in an election is a protected form of free speech, and those rights extend not only to human beings, but to other entities as well, including corporations. Now, I believe, and certainly the public opinion research data shows, that most Californians simply don't share that sentiment. And we should give them, our constituents, the opportunity to make their collective voices heard. This measure would specifically ask voters whether California's elected officials should use all of their constitutional authority, including but not limited to proposing and ratifying one or more amendments to the U.S. Constitution to overturn Citizens United and other applicable judicial precedents, to allow the full regulation or limitation of campaign contributions and spending, to ensure that all citizens, regardless of wealth, may express their views to one another, and to make clear that corporations should not have the same constitutional rights as human beings. SB 254 is supported by numerous good government groups and others, including a Common Cause, Money Out, Voters In, California Clean Money Campaign, CalPERG, California Teachers Association, Courage Campaign, many, many others. So please join me in allowing the collective voices of California's voters, the largest state in the nation, to weigh in and be heard on what is most likely the most essential question facing the vibrancy and strength of our democracy as a nation. And I ask for your aye vote on SB 254. And I have a couple witnesses here in support.
Witnesses in support.
Thank you. Good morning, Vice Chair Anderson, members of the committee. I'm Gavin Baker with California Common Cause, proud to join Senator Allen in strong support of SB 254. The Citizens United decision has been tremendously damaging to our democracy. It unleashed a flood of special interest money into our elections, multi-million-dollar super PACs that threaten to drown out the voices of everyday voters and even the candidates themselves. Voters are fed up. Americans of both parties disapprove of the Citizens United decision. 83% of Democrats and 80% of Republicans, according to a Bloomberg poll from last year. We think it's time that voters got a say. SB 254 would give Californians the opportunity to make their voices heard on Citizens United. It would do so using a tool that has a proud history in California, the right of the people enshrined in the California Constitution to instruct their representatives. The voter instruction is a tool that has been used rarely, but to great effect. In 1891, this legislature asked voters whether they supported the direct election of U.S. senators. The next year, 93% voted for it, contributing to the momentum that ultimately would pass the 17th Amendment. The California Supreme Court, when it upheld the validity of this measure earlier this year, compared it precisely to that measure from 1891. It is time for the voters again to speak and reclaim their democracy. We urge an I vote. Thank you.
Trent Lang, President of the California Clean Money Campaign. Thank you, Vice Chair, and thank you, committee members, for allowing us to address this very important issue. And thank you especially to Senator Allen and Senator Leno for authoring this really crucial measure, one of the most important issues of our time. Gavin and Senator Allen spoke very strongly about the need for it and the constitutional right for Californians to speak in this manner. But I want to address, there have been some questions about whether or not this is an issue that is worthy to appear before the voters, or whether or not in a time when there are so many other ballot measures that are on the ballot, this particular issue is important enough to be addressed. First of all, I would say that the fact that there are so many ballot measures on the ballot is indicative of how important this is, the unlimited money unleashed by Citizens United and in general by our political system that equates money to speech is why, a big part of the reason why there is such a large and confusing array of ballot measures on this ballot. We have to address this fundamental issue. As Gavin pointed out, polls show that Americans overwhelmingly want to overturn Citizens United, including 83% of Democrats and 80% of Republicans in the Bloomberg poll. But many members of Congress has not yet acted. And some of them have said that polls are not reliable. And certainly we've seen in this presidential election that that is very often true, that polls are not a reliable reflection of how the voters would actually stand. That is why we absolutely need SB 254 to put it on the ballot so there can be no question where Californians stand, where they would like their Congress members and their legislature to stand, and also to foster the debate in the broad public that we need to have on this issue. And that is why we respectfully urge an aye vote. Thank you.
Do we have other witnesses in support? If you'd like to come up and use that mic right there.
Jeremy Hinkson with the California Civil Liberties Advocacy, and we would like to provide our unanimous strong support.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Mitch Seaman with California Labor Federation in strong support. We see this as a very helpful and substantive measure to help undo some of the corrosive effects that Citizens United has had in our democracy, and we urge your support.
Derek Cressman, citizen of Sacramento, in support of the bill.
Keon Bliss, citizen of Sacramento, and member of Move to Amend Coalition, strong support.
Kyle Jones with Sierra Club, California, in support.
Shane McLeod, resident of Sacramento, in support of this bill. Please give California voters a voice for this.
Any other witnesses in support? Do we have witnesses in opposition? Senator Hertzberg, do you have a question?
I've had a lot of discussions with the chairman about this measure. And I just want a couple of thoughts, share some thoughts and concerns. I want to say without equivocation, with every bone in my body, Citizens United is wrong and should be overturned in my judgment. I have spent my entire adult life working on clean money and partial public financing and every other kinds of reform that's possible to deal in government. It is wrong. Secondly, I think what the chairman said is also accurate. It is constitutionally imperative that we respond to the Supreme Court with respect to the balance of powers. Three, we have a further responsibility to the voters of California. And I, as somebody who's worked on the initiative process for many, many years, and in all of this stuff, all of which you correctly note, we have a conundrum. There's no question about it. Tough decisions are tough for a number of reasons. But we now have 12 measures that look like they're going to qualify, another 9 that's on top of that. We just had in this committee last week another measure involving the Regents of the University of California that's, you know, we voted out of this committee to put in the ballot. We've got labor that is here to support this measure, but they also want their Prop 30 to pass. We have 242, by my count, tax measures throughout the 58 counties and cities of California, and probably will be topping 300, because I'm tight. The question that we're faced with, Gazunsky, in managing this operation is a responsibility. At some point, we got to make a choice. There's been a compression that's existed because of the unfortunate downturn in 2008 and the delay for so many things that we care about. And so this ballot, because we, since 1974, when Jerry Brown wanted a primary ballot for Prop 9, now he didn't want a primary ballot, so everything is jammed in a general because we think performance is going to be high. We have a responsibility to ask the tough questions. And so, you know, look, I thought about this a lot. I really thought about it. I had a number of conversations with the chairman about this because he likes long conversations. He's a very smart guy. But I'm going to vote for this today. I'm going to vote for it not because, as I thought about it, I think that it's wrong to kill the ballot. I think that I saw the numbers that you provided me, staff had provided me with respect to these last election cycles, and whether or not there's in fact fatigue. We saw a drop off of anywhere from 11 to 17, 18% on some of these initiatives, but I don't think that those ballots nearly are as heavy as what this ballot's going to look like, and I don't think the nature of the presidential election is nearly as bizarre as we're going to see in this election. So it will pass, but will you adversely affect other things in terms of priorities? So my thought in voting for it today was let leadership make those ultimate decisions. That's their job in both houses and both parties as to what's going to go forward on the ballot and hopefully make the right decisions. And so we've passed it through for purposes of that because there's no policy reason not to do it. It's only the practical question, which really falls on leadership of both houses to make that determination. But I just wanted to take the time to express this because, you know, the challenge that we face here every day is we pass laws. But what we so often fail to do is to respect the single most important law, and that's the law of unintended consequences. And thinking through from a larger structure of what the impacts of these things are. Each thing is done in a silo. It's a management problem that we have because we don't look at the big picture and measure and weigh and force ourselves to make the tough decisions. And I think this legislative branch of government enhances its credibility and its effectiveness when we, in fact, engage in that kind of activity. Unfortunately, in this situation, it's a final point. Does the governor sign this? Is this a bill the governor signs? Or not? Does the governor sign this? Or is it signed this one? Okay. But a lot of the other initiatives that he doesn't sign because we have directly put them on. So it changes the game and we have a direct responsibility. So I apologize for going on long, but I think that this is a very weighty issue, not by virtue of its, I mean, it's weighty by virtue of its substance, and I completely agree with you. And, you know, I don't want to be misperceived as somebody who's not a lifelong advocate in this field, which you know is true. But I do think we have a responsibility to think heavy about the larger voter experience and respect the voters because, quite frankly, you know, in all the studies I've done, and last point I'll make, on these initiative commissions that I've done over the years, inside government, outside government, is rightly or wrongly, there's a problem where on the one hand, voters are saying to us, we don't want to give up our right for the right to tell government what to do and not to do. On the other hand, they're livid, and we've all heard it as elected officials, why don't you guys put in all this about? Why don't you guys do your work, right? And not understanding that these are constitutional reasons for that. So it's a very sensitive balance that we need as folks who are elected representatives to respect. But I thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for your thoughtfulness on this, and I'm happy to support it given my circumstances. I'll move the bill. Thank you.
Okay.
With that, Senator Hancock, would you like a last word?
Thank you, Senator Anderson.
We're beginning a long day together today.
Yes, we will.
he's the vice chair of my budget sub, which is going to go on all day. I appreciate all the issues that are raised by Senator Hertzberg. I think we're all very concerned about the length of ballots. And I've had angry constituents say to me that, why can't you guys just take care of this? You know, but this one, I think, will actually be easy and maybe something they enjoy doing more, however they vote, because it is actually asking for their opinion on something for which they probably have an opinion. And it's the complex items that get my constituents confused and angry. It's the things, quite frankly, that we couldn't pass here because of things like Citizen United and the influence of corporate money on the decisions that get made. So I'm happy to support the bill today, too. And hopefully it'll bring some people to the polls. Again, whichever way they decide they want to vote. And if the bill moves on, I would be very honored to be added as a co-author.
Sarah Lou, would you like to say anything?
Just ditto. it's fine. People have brought up what they needed to talk about, and I agree with the conversation on this side, and hopefully we'll pass the bill and see what happens to it.
I hope you all notice how equal opportunity I am.
Yes,
when
you
I'm
are.
The chair running the committee. So with that, let's have a roll call vote, and I believe this is due pass to the floor. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Allen?
Aye.
Allen, aye. Anderson?
Aye. No.
Anderson, no. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye.
Do we have anybody that's missing from the committee? No. Oh, with that, you're off to the races. It passed our committee. We're adjourned.
I am.